from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, we have Mark Cabali hopefully lined up here, but I would imagine he's in another scrum talking to another Steeler who has arrived today. So far, most notably, was Najee Harris, who seemed to go out of his way to avoid reporters on his way in, but maybe he really did have a meeting because he met them shortly after that. And I actually liked what he said. And as I watched the video, his demeanor, I just like everything about it. You know, he seems to be very focused. He says he was disappointed for a minute or two, but he's here to do what's best for the team and really best for him to have a big year. And maybe he can move on. They could still franchise him if he suddenly becomes a superstar, but it's also possible that he'll parlay a good season into a multi-year deal here or into something in free agency. Let's hear what Najee had to say. And by the way, Cabali was standing right behind him. Did you catch that part of it, Limits?
No, I did not. He seems to always be in the middle of these, like wandering around or looking off in the distance.
He's in the middle of this one. Let's hear it.
I was disappointed for a minute, but I mean, like, it's nothing really where, you know, me sitting around being disappointed for too long would do anything to help me out. You know, I think that it is what it is, and you just got to keep it pushing and knowing that coming out here and doing what's best for the team and having a good year is what's most important right now. So, I mean, you know, yeah, I was for a minute, like a couple of days, and it just went past my mind so fast.
I have to believe, unless there's something in the works behind the scenes, like we're going to take Kerry with a deal anyway, or something like that, that he was deeply hurt by this. Who wouldn't be, right? Here's a guy who has sacrificed his body really for the cause here. He really has. I mean, is that Cabali calling us right now?
Was it Cabali? Maybe.
It might have been. Yeah. I mean, every single time this guy touches the ball is, you know, there's a train wreck on the field. Well, you can accuse him of whatever you want, but not of not giving 1,000%. I mean, I love Najee's running style. He has 834 carries. He's touched the ball almost 1,000 times in his three-year Steeler career. And I have to believe, again, unless something else is in the works that he knows of and that there's a side deal happening, I don't know, that he has to be deeply hurt by the way this went down. Or, at the same time, maybe he's happy because he thinks it's going to lead to him going out on the open market. But man, there's a lot of survival between now and the open market, like probably another 300 touches or so. depending on how Tomlin divvies up the workload between those two guys. But I like what I heard there from Najee. It feels like the theme this year is all about this season. What about Cam? What do we see with him in training camp? Does he get a new deal? That's what I'm wondering. That's the big question with him, is does Cam get a new deal? Zach Cabali, let's go to him.
He's
let's
ready.
Go to the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider. 50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge Route 19, Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. There you were, big boy. The story of the day to me anyway is Najee Harris as far as interviews go. And there you were, right behind him, getting the questions in. What did you think about what he said? Basically that he was disappointed for a minute, but he's over it. You believe that?
Oh, yeah, I believe. He was very subdued. I think if it was up to him, he probably wouldn't have talked, but he did. Give him credit for coming out and at least addressing us, get us out of the way now. But very, like I said, very subdued, not very informational. It sounded like he didn't give much reason why he actually they denied the fifth-year option on him. They said it was, he said it was because of the offense. I don't know what that quite means, but he seems like he's in the right mindset of, hey, let me go out there and do what I need to do. Then next year, maybe I can potentially get paid for somebody else. To me, it sounds like, you know, it's a swan song to me. I mean, that's just my read on the whole take, that he knows he's not going to be around next year. So let's put up the best numbers we can and go get paid somewhere else.
Man, it's just there's a lot of punishment to take between now and then. And I guess, obviously, if you're him, you hope you survive it, because running backs take a beating. And there's a life. There's a lifetime.
He alluded to that, too.
Yeah.
To the fact that, you know, I could probably say, no, I don't want to go in there. I mean, he didn't say this so many words, but no, I don't want to get in. That makes me look bad type of situation. He can't preserve himself. However, with Jaylen Warren in the mix, that should automatically preserve him more than some of the top backs in the league. So, hey, he complained a little bit, or at least mentioned about running backs not getting paid value. Hey, there's about five or six running backs that came off the board early in free agency this year that got paid pretty decent salary if you're that caliber type of guy. So there's money out there to be made.
What else is the big story, the notable happenings around there today so far? Anybody arrive by helicopter, Rolls Royce, fire engine, anything like that?
No, pretty subdued, other than a Landon Roberts showing up in a cowboy hat and some, he looked like the old Vince Wilfork Hard Knocks day with his, what do you call those things, overhauls on and a mustache. That was pretty entertaining. But other than that, it was pretty subdued so far. I think Cam Hayward's already in there, and he hasn't talked to us. I don't anticipate him doing that. That's a little bit unusual, but he probably knows what the questions were going to be, and he had no answers for him. But, yeah, I mean, they're going to close this up actually here in the within the next half hour, so I wouldn't expect much more from that. Russell Wilson, of course, the star of all stars, you know, comes out and says what he needs to see and says it in an eloquent manner and has everybody believing. So it was a good start for him. But, hey, get him on the field tomorrow and let's see what happens.
You sounded slightly cynical there, Mark. Do you believe that?
I'm fine with it. I'm fine with Russell. You talking about how Russell is?
Yeah, how he is.
I mean, that's fine. I mean, if he does and says things that we look at and say, oh, really? But, you know, if he gets this team to believe in what he can do and everything is true, then, hey, that's half the battle there, man, to get these guys to believe that they're better than maybe they are early on. I mean, this is a guy that had, you know, he had a get-together with the guys out in California earlier this year. I mean, earlier in camp, about 2 weeks ago, I mean. Then he had one earlier, like in March or something. He's trying to get to know these guys. He's doing everything he needs preseason to be successful during the season. I mean, if it's working out, if it's studying the play. He walked in with a playbook in his hand. I mean, they don't have playbooks anymore. It's like iPads. He walks an old-school playbook, ready to talk, ready to get ready. Now the next step for him, I think he's had a flawless offseason.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Wilson, now can we go out there in the next 3 weeks and say, yeah, he's still that guy that can win games? That's the next check mark to, I guess, check off.
I mean, there are still people out there who believe that he'll get cut or who believe that he'll get replaced a couple games. I just talked to a guy from Baltimore today. He's not convinced he'll last more than a couple games as the starter. I vehemently disagree. Where do you stand?
Yeah. Oh, second, here comes Justin Fields right now.
Do you have to go?
Yeah. No. I mean, he's not going to say anything. He's actually walking by me right now with a shirt that says...
Get him on the air.
Humble. There's 106 people waiting for him. Humble over hype he's wearing right now, and everybody's taking pictures of me, so I better move out of the way. But, no, I don't think it can happen. It's just not enough time, Joe. I mean, you got about, 15 practices before they leave here. They got a couple preseason games. They don't have enough time to get Russell Wilson ready and acclimated to this offense and have Justin Fields go through a training camp battle with him. It's like the battle of 2 years ago, Mr. Trubisky. Okay, he's in a battle with Kenny Pickett and whoever. No, it never happened. I mean, they're telling us right to our face this is how they go about their quarterback competitions. Russell Wilson's the guy. I mean, he can just totally stink the next 3 weeks, and I still don't think that makes a difference. He's going to get that opportunity, and if he just plays mediocre, I think he gets the better part of the year. Unless something crazy happens, I don't see any way that Justin Fields gets on the field barring injury.
It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates, terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. High of 86 today with sunny skies. Dan Zangrilli, top of the hour. Why don't we just wrap it up here, Mark? I know you're busy today with a nice little free association. You ready for that?
Hey, can I start one with you? Where is Zeiss?
I don't know. I haven't even mentioned that today. Now that I think about it, it's just become so normal for one of us not to be here. I never mentioned that he's not here, but I guess
it was supposed to be a one-word response, Joe. You're not even playing your game.
I know. I'm sorry. Are you ready?
Yes.
Russell Wilson will be great, good, average, or bad this season.
I think he'll be good.
Justin Fields will have at least a couple of packages in every week, and he'll touch the ball.
No. Hmm. Not every week. Maybe selective weeks.
The new kickoff rule is going to radically transform the game, somewhat transform it, or hardly be noticeable.
It'll be noticeable, but it's not going to affect the game.
Peyton Wilson will start the season opener.
No.
there will be a new wide receiver and a prominent one here by the end of camp.
No.
George Pickens will become a star this season.
Potentially, but not guaranteed. That depends how you...
He'll be an obvious number one in an all-pro.
Always worry about them taking him out of the game. So I'll lean to potentially, but not yes or no. I don't know yet, to be honest with you.
Which Steelers player will benefit most from Russell Wilson's presence?
That's easy. Pat Freiermuth.
Thank you, Dr. Kabali. I have no further... Cam Hayward will participate right from the start in all practice drills, yes or no?
He'll participate in all practice drills. The question is, does he do? He'll do individuals. Will he do team stuff? That's still wait and see. Well, Justin Fields went inside the Rooney hole. He hasn't come back out yet, so that's typical. So, so you didn't screw me out of everything, Joe. So that's good.
Alex, Mark Kabali would trade Alex Highsmith and a draft pick for Brandon Ayuk.
No. You can't trade. You can't trade Alex Highsmith. Outside receivers, number one, number two. I mean, the dead cap money, $16 million. I mean, absolutely not. I mean, no.
Thank you, Dr. Kabali. Have fun out there today.
All right, let's see it.
There he goes, the hardworking Mark Kabali. I think he's going to chase down Justin Fields. That seems like a mismatch. Limits. Kabali trying to catch Fields. Does it to you?
I worry about those Achilles for Mark.
Two torn Achilles.
Hopefully no more injuries.
Two torn Achilles. I think he may have showed up a little bit over the camp weight the Steelers suggested for Kabali, and Justin Fields is kind of fast, right? I do think they need to get him the ball, though. I think Justin Fields needs to touch the ball five times a game. You're living in your fears if you're worried about him getting hurt as the backup. You have football games to win here, right? Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, it should be pretty obvious that Justin Fields needs to touch it at least once or twice. Even if you just put the game plan into the game plan book or whatever you want to call it, into Arthur Smith's repertoire of plays, you don't have to run them every single game. But at least make the defense honest and, let Justin Fields touch the ball.
Ben Cherington spoke this morning. How about that? He said, we could make a move anytime it becomes apparent it's the right move. Ben, any move is the right move. Did you watch the game last night? He said, there are things we could have already done. Why didn't you do them? He said, there are things we could do today if we wanted to. Why don't you want to? But we haven't yet found the match that makes sense for us. Then find one that doesn't make sense, that brings somebody here who knows how to hit, or two, or three. He said, if you look at our team in terms of how we rank inside the league, we've been a little bit better on run prevention than we have on scoring. That's a fact. So it makes sense that we would like to improve scoring, like to improve our offense. Thanks. That's a long way of saying get a planking bat in here. Please get a bat in here. If we're too cornered into one way to improve, this is a tough year to do that. There are players we have to look carefully at and say, is this actually going to help us? Is this actually better? Yes. And I haven't even seen the players. Yes. So you don't have your manager in a huge game against the Cardinals looking up and down his bench saying, who should I pinch hit here? Ke'Bryan Hayes? Michael DFA Taylor? Connor Joe? Give the man some options, please. Just I beg of you on behalf of an entire fan base, I beg of you to do something. Thank you, Limits. We'll talk to Zangrilli next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.